Everyone wants to be a master. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. Everyone wants to be a master. We read the life and teachings of the masters of the Far East. We read all about master beings. We read about wonderful teachers who are outstanding, who are exceptional. We read about people in life who are very, very special, and we call them a master. Now, why should they be called a master above anyone else? Why should they be called somebody special beyond what someone else might be? Well, a master is called a master because they have mastered something. Now, we use the term ascended master for somebody who's mastered a lot of things, if not everything. But a master is a person on the pathway who has mastered something. Now, you're a master, and I'm a master. We all are masters, whether we recognize it or not. Just stop and think. Can you breathe? It takes a master to breathe. Oh, come on, now that just comes with the package. No, it doesn't. You have to pat a baby on the bottom sometimes to get him to start breathing because he doesn't start breathing. Breathing is not natural. Breathing is something that is encouraged or trained into us. Getting our blood system going, getting our thinking going, getting our mind going, getting our vision going, all these things take training. Now, you think that everyone should be able to drive a car. That's true. But while everyone can drive a car, everyone is not a master driver. Everyone is not a chauffeur, someone who is trained and skilled in the art of driving a car. Now, when we think about a chauffeur, we think that they are trained in driving a car. Now, why? How? Where are they trained in driving a car? Well, they must pass certain licenses that allow them to be a chauffeur. When they pass these licenses, then they have become a master of being in charge of a car, knowing how to drive it, knowing how to control it, knowing how to drive in the road, knowing how to be considerate of everybody else, knowing how to be considerate of the car. You say, well, that's okay, but everyone is not a chauffeur. Everyone drives a car if they wish, but the thing is, everyone is not a chauffeur. You have to have special license to be a chauffeur. You have to have a chauffeur's license or a master's license. Now, to be a ship captain, you have to go through certain training. You have to prove yourself that you know the sea and that you know how to handle a ship and you know how to handle men. It's quite a broad scope when you are a master of a ship. And when you're a master of a ship, you are able to do many things. You can, as they say, even perform marriages. Well, that, of course, is one of the most insignificant aspects of being a master on a ship. A master on a ship knows how to handle the ship. He knows how to get the most out of it. He knows when not to put it at full gear and when to put it at full. He knows how to do all these things. He knows how to load the load in the ship. He's going to have a ship that's going to have so many tons, and where is the tonnage going to lay? In the forward part, or the after part, or the center part, or equally distributed, so that it will carry the load well. To be a master of a ship takes quite a bit of skill, but that's not all. To be the master of the ship, you're the father, you're the daddy, you're in charge. You tell everybody what they do. Now, other people are trained in their specific fields, and you can depend on them. And so you know that these people are going to be the helmsman, or they're going to be the various activities that take place on a ship, and they're going to do it, and they'll do it well. Now, The master has to be in charge of all that. He has to keep these people harmonious with themselves and with each other and with the purpose for which they're on the ship. The purpose for which they're on the ship is to run the ship. Everybody likes to think that they're a little bit special. They're a little bit more wonderful than somebody else. And so they're on the ship. They're members of the ship. They're the ship's crew. And the ship's crew has to follow the captain's orders. The captain tells them when to get up, when to go to bed. The captain tells them when to eat. The captain tells them when to do the scrubbing and maintenance of the ship. The captain tells them how to do the steering, how to do whatever has to be done on a ship. The captain's on top of every bit of it, and he has to have no prima donnas. If there's any prima donnas on the ship, the captain soon gets rid of them. They walk the plank. They get off the ship because the captain will not tolerate anyone who will not absolutely follow his direction. Absolutely follow his direction. Now, his direction may not be all that good, but he's the captain and he is in charge, and they must follow those directions. Now, the captain is a good master of the ship when he keeps the ship running, both the crew and the ship, in perfect harmony. They work as a symphony in the sea, moving from port to port, moving from place to place, doing whatever is required of that ship. And the people aboard the ship have a great deal of respect for the captain, because the captain lives a respectable life. He does things that make the crew all feel he is a good captain. Oh, yes, my captain, my captain. And that is a wonderful attitude for all to have in life. Now, you and I, we can be captains of a ship. We can be the master of a ship if we wish to take responsibility. That doesn't mean we can feel sorry for ourselves at any time. That doesn't mean we can allow ourselves to be sick at any time. That doesn't mean to say that we can allow ourselves to be ignorant at any time. If in any area that we must be a master, we are ignorant, we immediately study up on it. We immediately prepare ourselves. We immediately bring people into our presence who may well be on the ship and who may well know how to do those things that we have not yet learned to do, and we have them tell us all about it. We don't make them feel they're superior to us. We make them feel that we, as the captain, want to be in charge. We are the master of our entire ship, of our entire activity. Now, we can be the master of our life individually as a human being, too. We can be the master of our life, but if we ever feel sorry for ourselves, we're not the master of our life. If we ever feel stupid about anything and don't do something about it, we're not the master of our life. If we ever feel insufficient in any way, incapable, incompetent to do the work that our task for ourselves sets it out as a human being, as a divine being, as a man, as a teacher, as a father, a mother, as a child, as anything. If there's any area where we allow ourselves to be delinquent in our training of ourselves to be the master, to be the captain, to be in charge, we have failed miserably. Anyone can be a master, but it takes a great deal of attention, a great deal of awareness. It takes a great deal of sincerity. It means that if you want to be a master, then you are a master, and you cannot be sorry for yourself. You cannot think, oh dear, I don't know this, and how can I ever know this, and everybody else knows it so much better than I do. A master might say, I don't know this yet, but I'm going to learn it right now. And if a master ever says, everybody else is so much better than I am on it, then he already sets himself in the back seat. He already sets himself down and sets others ahead of him. A master can never allow himself to have other people setting ahead of him. Other people walk their path as a master. Unique, special, competent, capable, wonderful. A master walks his path as a master. And he's always revealing new wisdom within himself. He's always revealing new genius within himself, and he's doing it very beautifully. And every being on the face of the earth is trained in this same school of the masters. And any person on the face of the earth who doesn't feel that they are a master, who doesn't feel that they are the very best, and that they want to know how to be even better, they are the very best, and they want to know how to be even better. And the only way that they can know how to be even better is when they polish their talent, they polish their traits, they polish their present mastership to reveal an even greater mastership that lay within them, ready to spring forth when it is called upon. You don't know certain things, it seems to you. And then the challenge comes to you to act upon the knowledge you don't know. And for some very special reason, that knowledge seems to be in your mind. It's in your awareness. It's in your being. You know it, but you didn't know that you knew it. And you didn't ever act as though you knew it because you didn't know that you knew it. But now you had to know it. And so now you know it, even though you felt you didn't know it, you didn't know it at first, but now you do. And the wisdom in you, the genius in you, the immortal intelligence, the everlasting awareness, these things are always there. And as you call them forth by your expectation that you know whatever you must know, and you believe in yourself, and you take the most beautiful people on earth who can train you, who can support you in whatever area you are polishing your awareness. And these people have the humility and the wisdom to realize that though you don't know something, you have the genius to reach out and find out and realize that while you thought you didn't know it, you always knew it. I guess that really is what a master is. A master is someone who knows it and who may not have it polished the way he likes. He polishes it. A master is someone who knows everything is possible and goes forth and brings it out in his life in such a magnificent way that he startles even himself and delights himself, and everyone turns to him and says, "Wow, you're a master at that. You're good." And they're right. Have a wonderful day. Be good. Be wonderful. Be fantastic. Be glorious. Be a master. And along the way, you might decide to be an ascended master, someone who has left the human limitations behind and called forth on the spiritual reality of all that is there. Might be worth a try. Might really be worth a try. Have a good day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.